This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. It's summer when temperatures in Texas often reach at or near 100 degrees. Uncomfortable, certainly, but also dangerous if you're not careful. Dr. Glenn Hardesty often sees what can happen as an emergency medicine physician with Texas Health Plano and Prosper. He spoke with me in this edition of Vital Signs. So what's the biggest heat-related problem that you face in the ER?
At this time of year, certainly is exposure to heat, and that can be from being out in the environment. It can be from work. It can be from home if people would lose power in their house. Certainly we've had some weather that would make that an issue where they would lose electricity, and you know, the temperatures in the house can get 90-plus pretty quick. You also might find people up in the attic trying to repair things. Temperatures up in the attic can exceed that of the home by at least 20 to 30 degrees.
But do people tend to take heat for granted, not realizing just how strong it really is?
They do. Some people are very sensitive to it and recognize it early. Others try and push past the point where your body's telling you, hey, you need to slow down here. When you get into temperatures 120, 130 degrees, as you might in an attic space or an enclosed space, your body loses water almost quicker than you can drink, depending upon the heat and the humidity in the atmosphere. It's usually a good idea to put back twice what you think you're losing.
Well, how much water should we be drinking?
Depending upon the temperature and the ambient temperature, if you're in a very hot environment that doesn't have a breeze, you should be drinking at least 16 to 18 ounces an hour.
An hour?
An hour. And that's probably very conservative. I would probably almost double that.
Cases of heat stroke coming through the ER are not unusual.
Unfortunately, we have to think about heat-related injuries as the continuum. On one end where you have people, oh, I just feel hot, all the way to the other extreme, which would be heat stroke. And in between there, you have heat exhaustion, which is where your body is starting to get hot, but it can still compensate for the temperature. And when you get to heat stroke, that's where your body has lost its ability to auto-regulate or to maintain a normal temperature.
How would you know when you've had heat stroke or when it's coming on?
Generally, when patients stop sweating in a hot environment, that's when you know you're making that transition from heat exhaustion to heat stroke.
How serious is heat exhaustion or heat stroke?
Well, heat stroke is very serious because your body can't regulate its own temperature. Your body has a normal temperature where all the systems work right, 98.7. And you get a little bit of variation there. But when you get up to 102, 103, the systems in your body don't work. So tissues and organs start to not function properly. They get confused, and other biochemical processes that normally occur at a normal thermic temperature no longer occur.
Now, in heat exhaustion, is that different from what the average person would call simply getting overheated?
I would say yes, sort of a prequel to heat exhaustion. But heat exhaustion is where you've kind of hit that wall and said, okay, I really can't go any further, and I just can't go anymore. Mm-hmm. Some people have the ability to push past that. They can block that from their minds and go on and push to heat stroke, or they get in an environment where it's just so hot, they don't have time to escape from the heat exhaustion stage to a heat stroke stage, and that will vary from person to person.
Are some people more susceptible to heat exhaustion?
Absolutely. In addition to certainly genetic factors that might lead to that, elderly in particular, because they might be on medications that prevent or could impair their ability to sweat and therefore impact their ability to auto-regulate and to keep going from that heat exhaustion phase to the heat stroke phase. Children, obviously, because they may not be able to recognize it and or get themselves out of the environment or the situation.
Dr. Glenn Hardesty, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.